Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
The gold standard of paranormal radio. And now, here's Gene Steinberg.
It's so seldom that we hear anything with the word 40 in it. And of course, obviously it covers a whole host of weird events and many of the things we do fit into that category. And we have two guests today, Tobias and Emily Wayland, and they're involved with the Singular 40in Society. And I kind of wonder, Tobias, whether there's any reason why people don't even know what Fort or 40in means.
Boy, you know, that is a good question, and it's something I've considered, because you're right. For someone as influential as Charles Fort is to the entirety of the paranormal field, he doesn't get mentioned a whole lot anymore. And I think part of that may be due to just general ignorance. A lot of people aren't, and this is by no means meant to be insulting to anybody listening, you know, all I'm really saying is that I don't think that people always put in the legwork to research the influences that have led to some of the things that they take for granted about the things that they might enjoy. The other part of it, I think, is that there is still this sort of compartmentalization of paranormal phenomena, you know, where you've got ghosts and hauntings, you've got UFOs, you've got Bigfoot, and then, you know, all other kinds of cryptids. And any overlap between those categories tends to make people very uncomfortable. Still, not always. I think that we're moving in the right direction in a lot of ways, but it is still something that very much is true about this field. I mean, I remember being at a conference not even that long ago, earlier this summer, and meeting people, you know, who literally would say things like, "Well, you know, I'm a big believer in ghosts, but, you know, I thought Bigfoot was all hooey until I was out in the woods and I actually heard something," or, you know, something similar. And, you know, that kind of stuff just kind of still blows my mind. The idea that somebody would consider something ghosts, something like ghosts, to be this credible subject, but, you know, something like Bigfoot, you know, like, boy, that is just a bridge too far, I guess. So I definitely think that's part of it, too.
And congratulations on pronouncing it correctly.
40in? Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah, a lot of people don't, but obviously Gene knows what he's talking about.
Yeah.
Well, just bear in mind that such people as John Keel, when he was alive, right. I don't know about now, but when he was alive, would recognize me on the street and know me by my name.
And honestly, it's interesting to mention Keel too, because, you know, he's seen something of a resurgence in popularity as of late, right? And I am adamant about the fact that to understand Keel, and I'm certain that you know this, but for anybody listening, if you are a fan of John Keel, you can't understand his work, not completely, without understanding Charles Fort, because he was so heavily influenced by Fort, you know, and that's how I got into Charles Fort. Is I grew up reading John Keel, you know, Lauren Coleman, same deal. You know, I used to read Brad Steiger all the time, and he took sort of Freudian approach in that he would cover all of these,
right,
these seemingly disparate, you know, topics and find connections and stuff. But, you know, guys like Keel and Warren Coleman, they would mention Fort by name, which is why I was like, well, if this guy was so influential with these authors that I read all the time, I should probably know who he is. And,
yeah,
and that's what got me started on reading Charles Fort.
Gotcha.
I read Charles Fort, I think, in my late teens, mid to late teens.
Mm-hmm.
So it is something that we look at the things he wrote about, and we're fascinated by them to all these degrees. I don't know whether his presence on this planet would have made a difference, but certainly helped influence researchers to get a more broad picture of what's going on.
Yeah, definitely. You know, I can't recommend, you know, Charles Fort enough to people. Yeah, I think a lot of people get intimidated by how old some of his writing is, because he wrote in the early part of the 20th century. And, you know, I think a lot of people get sort of turned off knowing that, thinking that it's going to be less comprehensible, it's going to be more difficult to read just because of the style of the time. And I've certainly never found it that way. You know, I've always found Fort to be a very sort of leisurely read. You know, his writing style was very tongue-in-cheek, very humorous. You know, I think it's very accessible, and I wish people wouldn't shy away from it so much. And I do think that there's a lot to learn in there. You know, there are some ideas, of course, that stick out to us in particular. I think first and foremost being arguably his most famous quote. You know, you've got one measures a circle beginning anywhere. You know, sort of to say that by studying one aspect of the paranormal, be it UFOs or Bigfoot or ghosts or whatever, you can potentially understand something about all of it. And, you know, if I were to sort of try to encapsulate the overriding philosophy surrounding most of Charles Fort's work and speculations, that would probably be it. You know, I think you can get into that one quote, more or less. Of course, his work is much more prolific than that. But that quote in particular is one that always stuck with me, and it applies just as much today as it did in, you know, 1920.
Oh, yeah, it's absolutely timeless.
I remember the sentence, "A procession of the damned."
I love that one, too. You know, I mean, he's referring, of course, specifically to what he called damned data. And so, of course, just like today, when I'm talking about the compartmentalization of the paranormal, this strict separation into different categories, you see damned data all the time. And so sort of the idea is that there is data that is inconvenient to the prevailing paradigm, and so it is discarded. It is relegated to data hell and cast down, and people don't want to have anything to do with it because it challenges their beliefs, their biases. And I think that's, again, that's another thing that is just as relevant now as it was, you know, a century ago when Fort was writing about it.
One of the first books that I think that I ever bought myself was Low. And that was back in the days. This would have been in the early 1970s, you know, when you could go to the drugstore and buy a paperback book. 75 cents, I think, is what it cost. And, you know, that book had a lot of influence, you know, on me, leading me to Keel and Brad Steiger and all the rest.
Yeah, I mean, I recommend all of them. I have the large omnibus, like, Fort compilation, you know, of all of his works together. But that is a fan favorite, I think. And you're absolutely right. I mean, Fort, I think the difference between your experience then and what might be the common experience now is I don't think people discover Fort first. You know, I think that they're led to him, you know, through reading the works of Keel and other people who mention him by name quite frequently. But in reading Keel, I think once you have read Fort, you can see the influence almost immediately. You know, you look at an idea like ultra-terrestrials, for instance. And it's so easy to tie that to, you know, Fort's Cosmic Joker. You know, the idea that there is this almost like omnipresent, seemingly omniscient power behind most experiences.
We have Emily, Tobias, Gene, and Tim. You're in
the Paracast.
Hey, listeners. I want you to have the entire Paracast experience. So I'd like to tell you about After the Paracast. After the Paracast is an exclusive feature for subscribers to the Paracast Plus. With After the Paracast, you never know what's going to happen next. After the Paracast features color commentary, special interviews, and further conversations with Paracast guests. With Paracast Plus, you can download a very special enhanced version of the Paracast also. We do offer exclusive music, videos, and more features are coming. To get more info about subscribing, please visit theparacast.plus. Once again, theparacast.plus. Prices are just $1.50 a week, less than a cup of coffee at your local convenience store. Check out theparacast.plus to learn more about Paracast Plus.
Hey, trader, listen up. The markets have changed. Have you changed your trading strategies? Vantage Point can help you conquer volatility. Learn to trade with artificial intelligence. Text the word money to 813-813 and discover how to predict stock market trends 1 to 3 days in advance with up to 87.4% proven accuracy. No matter which way the market moves, Vantage Point's patented AI can give you a massive edge. Text money to 813-813 to get what you need to stay ahead of markets and find your best entries and exits. Text the word money to 813-813.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance. By texting, you agree to the terms available at VantagePointSoftware.com/terms and consent to receive calls and texts using automated technology about offers or info by or on behalf of VantagePoint. Your consent is not a condition to purchase and can be revoked at any time. Message and data rates may apply.
Text money to 813-813.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest-rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Did you get a call or message that mentioned Social Security that made you feel threatened or scared? That is not the Social Security Administration. Social Security will not threaten you, press you for personal information, or demand instant payment. Social Security does not accept payments by gift card, prepaid debit card, internet currency, or by mailing cash. Criminals use these forms of payment because they are hard to trace. Don't fall for it. Hang up, ignore them. Report this criminal activity to oig.ssa.gov.
We'd like to hear from you. If you have a comment or question about the Paracast, send it to news@theparacast.com. That's news@theparacast.com. And don't forget to visit our famous Paracast community forums at forum.theparacast.com.
We're talking with Tobias and Emily and Gene and Tim, and we're becoming 40ians here, or at least Tobias is acquainting us with who that guy was and the people he influenced up to the present day. I saw a good version of his books here, The Complete Writings of Charles Fort, which include The Book of the Damned, New Lands, Low and Wild Talents. It's at Amazon for $17.95. As they say back in Brooklyn, such a deal. Tobias?
Oh, that is a fantastic deal. I've got sort of an old, weathered copy. It's honestly just titled the Book of the Damned for some reason, probably because that's arguably his most evocative title. But it is the collected works of Charles Fort, you know, so it's got The Book of the Damned, New Lands, Low, and Wild Talents. But, I mean, for $18, you really can't beat the amount of information you'll get in a book like that. And it's like I was saying, I mean, the influence is apparent, you know, when you read the work of people like John Keel, you know. I think that you can see Fort's cosmic joker in, like, Keel's idea of ultra-terrestrials, you know, where you've got this seemingly omnipresent, omniscient, you know, sort of intelligence behind most paranormal experiences, you know, everything from cryptid seeming to seemingly UFOs to flying saucer occupants and everything else. I don't know that I necessarily agree with the idea that they're all, you know, projections of created by the same thing, but you can definitely see that the influence is there, you know, and it's there with quite a few researchers, frankly. I mean, you can see it again, like I said earlier, in somebody like Lauren Coleman, which you wouldn't necessarily expect based on, I think, the public perception of his main interest being cryptozoology. But, you know, if you read something like Mysterious America, for instance, you'll see there is actually quite a Fortean bent to it. You know, he even goes so far as to compile and list, like, all of the different famous geographic areas in America that have devil in the name. And you know, that kind of listing, you know, always struck me as sort of a very Fortean endeavor. You know, he's finding this weird fact, and this, you know, Mysterious America is just full of stuff like that. You know, he's finding this weird fact and, you know, this thread and just kind of tugging on it. And seeing what unravels. I think that it's hard to overstate the importance of Fort when it comes to sort of where we are with paranormal research.
Yeah.
One very minor point, and that is, I was looking this up as we were talking, and I didn't realize it, that he is credited with coining the term teleportation.
Yeah.
So every time you have heard Captain Kirk say, "Scotty, beam me up," it's Charles Fort's fault.
Yeah, no, that's absolutely true.
Emily, you were about to say something.
I just said that's really cool, and I like how it's like those two worlds colliding, because, I don't know, I'm a big Star Trek fan.
Aren't we all, really? But no, I think that It is interesting to mention that. You know, I remember too, and this was sort of worlds colliding, you know, speaking of that idea, reading some old H.P. Lovecraft. I want to say it was the story, it was either Whisper in Darkness or maybe the Dunwich Horror. One of those two, but he mentions Fort specifically, you know, as this compiler of weird stories. And so, yeah, I mean, he's had something of a cultural influence rather mm-hmm. than just, you know, just within our weird sphere of paranormal endeavors. So, yeah, I think it's very interesting to note stuff like that.
Folks, let's start at the beginning. Tobias, a proud Fortean. Emily, a proud Fortean. Where did you guys get started in searching out the paranormal?
for me, this has been sort of a lifetime endeavor. You know, I like to tell people that if it wasn't for the things I experienced as a kid, you know, into adulthood, I probably would have been a relatively normal, if, you know, maybe a little bit nerdy guy, but that's not how things turned out. Since I was a child, I have experienced a series of seemingly paranormal events in my life, and they led me down this rabbit hole of Fortiana through reading, frankly. When I was a kid, and I would experience strange things, including like shadow people, nighttime visitations, you know, just sort of things like that. This was, you know, would have been back in the 80s and early to mid 90s, and I didn't have a lot of outlets in terms of people with whom I could speak, or, you know, really anywhere I could turn to try to understand or even just unload these experiences. And so I took to going to the library, and I would read books by everybody we've mentioned so far. So you think, you know, John Keel and Lauren Coleman and Brad Steiger, Whitley Strieber, Rosemary Ellen Guiley, all of these different authors, and many, many more, of course. And I would read about people's experiences, and it sort of let me know that I wasn't alone. You know, there were these other people out there who had experienced things very similar to myself, and I decided then in my late 20s that I wanted to try to get something back. And I joined MUFON as a field investigator, you know. So I wanted to try to help people understand their experiences sort of in the way that some of these authors had helped me. And so I did that for several years, and I decided to leave to pursue my own interests a little bit more. And then Emily and I met and started dating, and things got very serious, and of course we're married now. And somewhere along the way there, we put our heads together to try to come up with a way that we could contribute to the paranormal community. And we came up with the singular Fortian Society, my part of which is as the head writer and editor. And it's an opportunity for me to do the things for people that writers did for me when I was a kid. You know, the idea that I can speak to a witness and really listen to them and relate their experience authentically to other people, you know, in a way that really does service to them and to their experience means a lot to me.
You know what means a lot to us? This set of announcements, but not as much as this show, seriously. Emily, Tobias, Gene, and Tim, you're in.
The Paracast.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Let's face it, food shortages are a real threat now. Supply chain breakdowns, inflation, fuel prices, global conflicts, fertilizer cutbacks, farmers being encouraged not to plant. The stage is set for the peanut butter to hit the fan. But for some reason, Americans are still in denial about food shortages. Listen, we don't take risks with other things in our lives, so why take risks with your food security? Those who know what's coming are using today to prepare. Millions of Americans have purchased Ready Hour emergency food from My Patriot Supply, the brand people look for when they're ready for real preparedness. MyPatriotSupply.com is America's largest preparedness company. Get stocked up on emergency food that lasts up to 25 years in storage to get you through tough times ahead. Your other choice is to stand in government food lines, hoping for a handout. As we both know, that's not an option. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
You
USA Radio News with Kenneth Burns.
Ukrainian forces mounted a counteroffensive as Russian forces hit residential areas across the country. A Russian rocket attack on the city that is home to Ukrainian forces in the east killed 3 people and wounded 13 others on Friday. The Russian Defense Ministry claims to have control of a village on the outskirts of the city of Donetsk. The Kremlin is seeking to seize Ukrainian-held areas north and west of that city to expand the separatist self-proclaimed republic. The man accused of attacking renowned author Salman Rushdie has pleaded not guilty. 24-year-old Hadi Matar has been charged with attempted murder and assault in a New York State court. Rushdie remains hospitalized on a ventilator. He can't speak and will likely lose an eye. The 75-year-old has been the subject of death threats for more than 3 decades. It's primary day in Hawaii. Voters there will decide the candidates for governor and other offices. This is USA Radio News. The family of a soldier who was killed at a military base near Killing, Texas, is suing the government. Vanessa Guillen was killed by a fellow soldier in 2020 at Fort Hood. A military investigation found that she was also sexually harassed and that leaders failed to take appropriate action. The lawsuit narrative says that she told family that she didn't report the incidents for fear of retaliation. Her family is seeking $35 million in damages. Several people were hurt Friday evening after a car crashed into an Arlington, Virginia restaurant, which also caused a fire. A gaping hole was seen in front of Ireland's Four Courts Pub with smoke pouring out. The building is structurally sound, but it'll be a while before it can be occupied. The family of country singer Naomi Judd asked a court to seal police records and recordings related to the investigation into her death. The petition in Williamson County Chancery Court in Tennessee said releasing the records would inflict significant trauma and irreparable harm. You are listening to USA Radio News.
In the 1800s, there were 160 spas set up in Europe to dispense fresh liquid whey. The sick would recover their health and the aged would become rejuvenated. There's only one whey protein powder on the market that can generate and surpass the results seen in the whey spas in Europe. But first, let me tell you the story of 90-year-old Mary, who was semi-bedridden and in hospice care. Mary had been consuming only a pea protein and pasteurized milk drink. Then Mary was put on to Green Meadow Whey mixed with raw milk. She was given 2 to 3 whey drinks per day. On the very first day, Mary was up and came into the kitchen and made chicken soup. She was on her feet for many hours. 3 days later, Mary had gained 2.5 pounds of healthy weight. Green Meadow Whey is health giving to both young and old. Green Meadow Whey is guaranteed to make you feel better, stronger, reduce your inflammation, and eliminate virtually all toxins from your body without feeling sick. To order, go to bestwayprotein.net. That's bestwayprotein.net. Or call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325.
Hi, this is Joshua P. Warren, author of The Poor Man's Paranormal, and you're listening to the Paracast, the gold standard of paranormal radio.
I guess all of us are in a similar category. Fortean involvement. Emily and Tobias are here, and Tobias has been telling us what got him introduced to the subject. Emily, you've got a story?
Kind of. I would say that, you know, it always started out as like a curiosity for me. I can't explain why I was always interested in it, but I'd see like UFO books at the school library and or like a Nessie book and just kind of pick it out. And I grew up in kind of like a super scientific family. So, of course, you know, that kind of got shrugged off. No offense to anybody. But I can't explain why I was always interested in them at a surface level. I just always was intrigued by it. It just was fascinating to me. And in my 20s, I did have my experience. My grandfather had passed in the fall of 2011. And in the following spring, I had been going through some stuff, and I wasn't sleeping very well. You know how faint nights are when you're sleepless. You can kind of come in and out of sleep. And one night I was kind of like waking up, kind of physically getting up out of bed a little, like kind of sitting up in my bed. And I saw a shadow figure on the other side of my room where I was staying at the time. And I could pick out features that were made me think it was my grandpa. I could see his comb over hair. I could see his glasses, his cleft chin, a very recognizable sweater. And then he said, it'll be okay, honey. I remember feeling comforted, and I laid down, and I don't really remember him coming or going. And for years, I dismissed that as a dream, because I think when you're grown up to kind of think that, it's easy for you to shrug things off, and it makes me wonder how many other things that might have occurred that I've also shrugged off. So I think my interest went deeper. It's a little bit of a cliche. I think a lot of people get into this to try to kind of figure out the answer of what happens after death. But once I met Tobias, a lot of these phenomena overlap, and it's a lot more than what it seems. Like, I used to dismiss Bigfoot as like more of an undiscovered biological species rather than other possibilities. So that's basically my story right there. The rest is history.
Did you guys meet on some kind of Freudian hunt or what?
No, although there is, you know, possibly a synchronicitous element to our meeting. We actually met on an online dating site. And what's interesting is we met on it twice. The first time we had planned, like we were in the process of planning our first date, and it just kind of fell through, and then we lost track of each other, and that was it. And we kind of went our separate ways for several years.
Yeah.
And then we both found ourselves single again and back on the very same dating site and met each other again and decided to go out. And I don't think, like, either one of us immediately realized that we had already met on this dating site.
No, I don't think so.
Later that actually clicked that we absolutely had on our very first date. Now, keep in mind that I had decided some time ago that I very much was going to wear my weirdness on my sleeve and make it very clear to any potential partners that that I was into this stuff. I wasn't ever going to not be into this stuff. And so that's just kind of just is what it is. On our very first date, I remember Emily had surprised me by mentioning this strange phenomenon that is actually relatively nearby where we lived. At the time, we lived in Madison, Wisconsin, and she told me about the Paulding light. Now, I had never heard of the Paulding light, but it's a ghost light up in the Upper Peninsula of Michigan. It's right across the border from Wisconsin, and essentially it's this light that I think some people ascribe to a ghostly figure holding a lantern, or maybe they say it's a ghost
crane.
Ghost child. Yeah, there of course are a variety of narratives surrounding this phenomenon. But I had never heard of it, and I was very impressed. And here we are, almost seven years later.
Yeah,
still together.
Which in this day and age may also be a miracle. Do you have kids?
No kids yet. We have two cats, two dogs, and one lizard.
One of the cats was saying hello earlier.
That's Umbra. She's our little black cat.
A black cat, of course.
Of course.
You know, right. So many people who get interested in the paranormal have experiences really young, like 5, 10 years old, younger. But you're telling me of something where things that happened later in your life. Anything in your early childhoods that you could remember that might be significant?
For me, some of my oldest memories are of seemingly paranormal events in my life. You know, I had always seen weird things around my parents' house, you know, shadow people and such. From the time I was very, very young, young single digits, I was always terrified to go to bed. You know, I didn't want to stay up late because I wasn't tired or I wanted to hang out or anything. I was just terrified specifically to go to bed because I would have what I can only describe as nighttime visitations by something. You know, I have memories from when, again, I was very, very young, think, you know, 3, 4, 5 years old, being in bed, and I would sleep with the covers over my head, of course, trying to form some sort of protective barrier between myself and whatever was accosting me, of course, often to no avail. And I remember seeing what looked like hands pressing in on this sheet from the outside, or feeling something digging into my rib, like my ribs, or the feeling of being lifted up out of bed. And of course, like, those memories are from when I was very, very young, and so they're fairly fragmented. But that stuff never really stopped. As recently as 2020, I've had similar bizarre experiences. I can give you an example. Emily and I were in bed one night, and I woke up because she was very restlessly tossing and turning. And now, something about Emily is that she will talk in her sleep. And so, I woke up, I turned over, I looked at her, and she was tossing and turning, and I said, sweetheart, are you okay? And she started saying some gibberish. I figured out very quickly that she was just talking in her sleep, and everything was fine. And so I rolled back over to go back to sleep, and I was on my stomach with my face looking to the left, and I sleep like that a lot. As soon as I had rolled back over, I see this hand come out of the periphery of my vision, and it looks like this sort of black, scaly, but otherwise humanoid hand. And as soon as I see it, I have that old familiar feeling of something digging into my sides and then trying to lift me out of bed. And of course, I panicked in that moment, and I started frantically flailing. And when I did, I was flailing at whatever was trying to pick me up, and I felt my hands contact something solid. It felt like there was something physical there. And when I hit it, I saw the hand in front of my face sort of slowly recede, and then everything was just gone. And the reason I mention that specifically is because that feeling of something digging into my sides, trying to sort of get underneath me and pick me up, is something that I had felt in my childhood. It was those fragmented memories of being so young and having that same sort of experience, only played out when I was much, much older, and the memory is so much more full.
We got some full announcements to present to you right now. We're talking with Tobias, Emily, Tim, and Jean. You're in
the Paracast.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Do you need a website? Well, you can get a great deal on hosting services with Namecheap's legendary coupon code. They're offering substantial hosting discounts on shared hosting, business hosting, VPS hosting, reseller hosting, and even dedicated servers. Namecheap is preferred by millions. It's backed by a money-back guarantee. Use the coupon code LEGENDARY to cash in on the special deal at Namecheap.com, Namecheap.com.
First came Attack of the Rockoids, and it was a critically acclaimed success. And now there is The Coming of the Protectors. A former military intelligence man is contacted by a space woman in a dream. A dream that turns out to be a nightmare, because evil forces on her distant planet are planning to conquer the Earth. This is gripping science fiction of the classic kind. Attack of the Rockoids and The Coming of the Protectors. Find out more at rockoids.com. That's rockoids, rockoids.com.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com, and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Thank you.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while, we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track, not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. You're currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Hi, this is Tracy Torme, screenwriter-producer. You're listening to Paracast, the gold standard of paranormal radio.
Continuing with our exploration at the genesis of two Fortean researchers, Tobias and Emily Wayland, they have something called the Singular Fortean Society. Is this something where you have a bunch of members, or is it basically you folks doing your thing?
Well, we certainly encourage participation. We do have a membership program through Patreon that has various, you know, tiers built around people's potential interest and level of participation. You know, even beyond that, we try to encourage discussion and involvement from everybody interested in this stuff. And so, you know, of course, we try to cultivate social media communities, give people sort of a safe space where they can discuss this stuff free of judgment. And that's sort of built into the name that we decided on. So the Singular Fortean Society, of course, we've discussed at length what, you know, Fortean means, but singular is one that sometimes people get caught up on. And so, yes, it can mean one, you know, like one singular thing, but it can also mean unique or remarkable. And that's the definition that I like to apply when we're talking about the Singular Fortean Society. And so sort of the idea is that everybody is unique. Everybody is remarkable. And we all have a perspective that is valuable when examining these subjects. And so the goal then is to have a society comprised of singular Fortians, you know, all of these different people who share sort of a common mindset in terms of looking at these phenomena holistically, but at the same time have their own unique and remarkable perspective to apply to these phenomena. And then hopefully by, you know, aggregating all of these different perspectives, we can get a better view and hopefully a better understanding of the weird things that we study.
I want to go back briefly. You were talking about your personal experiences, and I'm just curious, Tobias, Emily, if other members of your family have also had these kinds of experiences, because you well know that a lot of this stuff has a tendency to run in families.
Sure. I can give you another example of an anomalous experience that happened to me. And it'll tie in then to an experience that one of my family members had. This would have been in my early 20s, and I was sort of, like a lot of people tend to be in their early 20s, sort of deciding what I wanted to do. So I was living at my parents' house for a little while, and I went to bed normally, and I remember waking up that night, and there was no obvious stimulus that should have awoken me. I didn't notice any loud sounds or, you know, particularly bright lights or anything. And so I wake up, and we lived out in the suburbs. It was Sun Prairie, Wisconsin. And so there was some ambient light, you know, coming in through the window. And so I was able to sort of see everything in my room, or at least its silhouettes. And I noticed immediately that I had a sort of skewed perspective on everything. And it took me a second to realize that the reason for that was because I seemed to be floating above my bed, at least 2 or 3 feet. And so I'm not paralyzed. I can move. But in that moment, I sort of decided it's probably not a great idea to move too much considering the current circumstance. And so I turn my head to my left. And when I do, I see this shadowy figure. It really looked like just the completely black silhouette of an otherwise normal man. I didn't notice any clothing or anything. So this figure is standing next to me. And I get the distinct impression that I'm probably not supposed to be awake for this. So I look at it, and as I do, it reaches its hand out and puts it on my chest. And I always interpreted that as being, you know, comforting, but I can't possibly guess at the thing's actual motivation for doing so. So it places its hand on my chest, and I'm then lowered back down to my bed, and it just vanishes. Then it's just gone. Interestingly enough, at that time, of course, this isn't something that I talked about very openly with my family. It would be probably until, you know, Emily and I started the Singular Freudian Society, and then I wrote my first book in 2019. And then really since then, we've been more open talking about it. But before that, not so much. So several years or some time after that, I was in Ohio with my family for my cousin's wedding. And so my brother and I were drinking at the reception, of course. And so afterwards, we decided, because we're in a town that we didn't really know anybody other than our family, and they had all, you know, gone home or back to their respective hotels, that we were going to go out to the bar because it was still relatively early. And so we did. And while we were there, I turned to my brother after a few beers, and I said, "Hey, you know, have you ever seen anything weird at mom and dad's house?" You know, just sort of making conversation. He said, "Well, there was one time where I remember waking up and I saw this like black shadowy figure standing next to my bed, but you know, I always just assumed that it was a dream or something, and so I just rolled back over and went right back to sleep." He had no idea what I had experienced prior to that. None, because of course we'd never talked about it, because I'd never talked about it with anybody until relatively recently. But that always stuck with me. I remember too, my sister, relatively recently, within the past several years, had come to me to say that she had seen a shadow person in my parents' living room. So, you know, she thought that was odd, and she wondered if maybe it was the spirit of our deceased grandmother to, you know, coming back and visiting. I didn't think it was, but I didn't say that, of course, because I didn't know that it wasn't, and there was no reason to disabuse her of the notion. If I don't have to, but yeah, I always thought that was weird, especially the one with my brother, you know, having something so, he wasn't floating or anything, but having something so similar standing next to his bed.
What about you, Emily?
I would kind of say that, you know, it's possible, but I don't really know of any, and that's kind of the same reason Tobias gave, that you just don't really talk about it. I do know one family member one of my aunts on my mom's side has seen a shadow person in her house, and I'm hoping I'm getting this right. So she used to work at a school with troubled children, and I think one of the kids would stay at her house on occasion that where the mother had passed away. And it was only when he was staying at her house that the shadow figure would arrive. And she said she didn't know why, but she sensed that it was the passed on mother. So one time she'd seen it and not really said anything or, you know, really acknowledged it too much. But one time she saw it and she just said out loud, "He's doing okay. Thank you for checking on him. We're taking care of him." And she never saw it again. Hmm. So that's the only one that I know of. And I hope I got the details of that right, because she told me that several years ago at this point. But that's the only one that I know of.
Oh, that is interesting. I should mention, too, that I had an uncle, my Uncle Joe, who had a couple of anomalous experiences in his life as well. And once he found out that this was something that I investigated and wrote about, he came to me and told me them. And I think probably by far the more unusual one that he told me about was being a kid in rural Illinois. And being out in a field one day and seeing this UFO, and by UFO I mean unidentified flying object, not anything else. And he described it as looking like sort of a classic like meteorite, like a spherical rock basically, that sort of flew to close enough where he could get a decent look at it and make out those details, and then stopped and took off. And I always thought that was weird, because that's not anything I've ever heard anybody describe before.
No.
You know, you get a lot of different crap when people talk.
Let's do a break here, guys. We have Emily and Tobias and Jean and Tim. We're in the world of Fortiana. You're in
the Paracast.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Hey, listeners. I want you to have the entire Paracast experience. So I'd like to tell you about After the Paracast. After the Paracast is an exclusive feature for subscribers to the Paracast Plus. With After the Paracast, you never know what's going to happen next. After the Paracast features color commentary, special interviews, and further conversations with Paracast guests. With Paracast Plus, you can download a very special enhanced version of the Paracast also. We do offer exclusive music, videos, and more features are coming. To get more info about subscribing, please visit theparacast.plus. Once again, theparacast.plus. Prices are just $1.50 a week, less than a cup of coffee at your local convenience store. Check out theparacast.plus to learn more about Paracast Plus.
When it comes to vaping, the truth can get clouded. So let's make it clear. Vaping is not safe for youth.
Because vaping can put microscopic particles into your lungs.
And dangerous things like metals into your body.
And nicotine, which can harm a person's brain development through their mid-20s.
With appealing flavors, high nicotine levels, and lots of promotion on social media.
Many kids think vaping is harmless, but it's not.
So talk to your kids about the risks of vaping.
Because when you talk, they hear you.
What kind of help does the IRS have for identity theft victims?
If you suspect you're a victim of tax-related identity theft, go to irs.gov/identity theft to learn how to prevent potential refund fraud and protect your tax account. At the IRS, combating tax-related identity theft is a top priority, and we are committed to prevention, detection, and assisting victims. And we're working with law enforcement to catch the criminals. For more info, go to irs.gov/identity theft to learn what the IRS is doing to help protect you.